4 people a day are dying in Ireland as a direct result of poor air quality.
Well, that was the line that leapt out at me, and it got us thinking about the quality of the air that we breathe generally.
Well, in general terms, air quality in Ireland is generally of a good standard when we compare ourselves to other European member states.
Here's Pat Kenny from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Because other neighbouring member states in Europe are struggling hugely with air pollution and currently potentially face infringement proceedings from Europe for exceeding EU legal limits. We haven't had any levels above the EU limit values being recorded at any of our Irish ambient air quality monitoring stations. However, there are also more stringent standards that have been developed by the World Health Organization. Yeah. And indeed, the science and understanding regarding the impacts of air pollution is continually moving on. But at those low levels, they can still have an impact on human health. And the World Health Organization have intimated that there are no safe levels of air pollution.
Well, that's another fairly memorable line. No safe limits. Here's Avril Power, Chief Executive of the Asthma Society.
Air pollution has a huge impact on people with asthma. Carcinogenics, fumes from cars, from factories, from smoky coal that people are still burning outside of Dublin and our cities has a big impact on our lungs. One of the downsides, I guess, of an improving economy is that there are more cars on the roads again. Particularly emissions from diesel cars, which are still incentivised, wrongly so, by government. We were disappointed that it wasn't dealt with in the last budget, and we hope that it will be dealt with soon.
And don't get her started on the buses.
One of the biggest offenders in air pollution in Dublin is our buses. Yeah. The emissions are huge. It's also really uncomfortable when you're standing at a bus stop waiting for a bus and you have all these fumes blowing in your face, particularly when you have an air lung condition like asthma and you're conscious that it makes you wheezy, that it can bring on an asthma attack, and in some cases it even results in having to go to hospital. So it's a very serious issue, and I think what people don't realise is the effect that it's having on their health and their children's health right now.
One of the few people that does realise the effects of air pollution is Professor John Sadeau from UCC.
Very small particles can get into the bloodstream, into the arteries. And what happens is that they can attack the artery walls, and plaque can build up around it. And that, of course, in the end, causes blood vessels to be blocked. One is called PM10, one is PM2.5, and one is PM1. It's to do with the size, really. The larger ones hurt the sort of nasal and respiratory passages.
Yeah.
But then the others can actually do, you know, more deep down damage. And the very smallest ones that I was saying, and here's another area that it really is quite new, is of course leading towards dementia. There are other emissions too that come from tire wear, and they can release very small indeed, particles that may have some iron oxide in them.
Oh,
and the iron oxide can get cross over eventually into the brain barrier. Living very close to a very busy road for quite a long time, there may well be dementia effects.
We need to incentivise people to make cleaner choices, to burn cleaner fuels like smokeless coal, to buy cleaner cars like electrics and hybrid engines, and just generally to be able to make better decisions.
And really it's support for the public to make those cleaner choices.
Pat and his colleagues are currently in the process of doubling the number of monitoring stations around the country. And yes, it is a little box with flashing lights.
They're small little boxes with flashing dials, but that data is all transferred back to ourselves in the EPA, and where it's automatic data, we provide that out to the public both on our website and via the Air Quality Index for Health, which is a colour-coded index that we developed in conjunction with the HSE, MetAir and the Department of Communications, Climate Action and Environment. And the aim of that is to make all of this data more readily understandable to the public. So again, that converts all those values into a colour-coded index, from green being good due to deep purple very bad on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, I'm sure there's no offence meant to fans of deep purple there, but back to John Sadeau for some doable solutions.
Electric cars. Let's hope the technology moves on upwards and so that we get solar-powered electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're not allowed to burn solid fuel, and that includes both coal, peat and wood, if, for example, you lived in a natural gas grid. Because natural gas, of course, house does not really give off solids.
We did some research a couple of years ago in Wexford and Kerry, yeah, and the air pollution on a winter evening due to people burning smoky coal was far worse than it was in Dublin. We banned smoky coal in Dublin 25 years ago at this stage. That ban has saved 9,000 lives in our cities, but thousands more have been lost in rural areas.